Over the last little while, there's been a real proliferation of excellent games running under the Windows environment for blind and vision impaired people. Where we're still struggling, though, is in the area of multiplayer games that are internet aware. Someone who's taken an interest in this, particularly in the area of role-player games, or RPG as they're known for short, is Stan Bobbitt, who's been playing these for a little while. He's found a couple of games that we thought we should tell you about here on Main Menu. So, Stan Bobbitt, welcome to the show. Good to have you along. You've been into this for a wee while now. How did you get into role-playing games?
I started years ago playing, I guess it was Nintendo, or the first role-playing game I can remember. And from that point, I don't know, I just like, my son and I, we designed a role-playing board game. I don't know whatever happened to that, but it was a neat project when we did it. I could play them, but not on equal grounds with someone that could see the screen. A lot of the text I had my children, as they were growing up, I had them read me the text, because they enjoyed playing the games too. I could fight the monsters and build up the levels and stuff. And then they could read the text and find whatever items we needed, orbs or swords. But that's how I started, basically. And even back in those days, you know, I just wondered why programmers, why they didn't pay more attention to the sound. Because the sound, you know, would be, enhanced sound would help the sighted player as well, as far as atmosphere or ambience.
Yeah, because role-playing games are really quite a big industry, and I suppose that for a while there, blind people were able to play them. I think there was a lot of RPG going on by email for a while.
Yeah. You know, I read something about that the other day. It was, they have a name for that, a specific name, but I can't recall it right offhand.
And so when did you find the Utopia-type games?
I actually ran across Utopia back in April. And, you know, I've skipped over a lot of games because I didn't think they would be accessible. But I went ahead and took a look at this one, and I was amazed. It's totally accessible. I'm on equal footing with, you know, all the other players.
So can you tell me about how it works and what the objective of the game is? Just fill us in a little bit about Utopia.
Okay, it's set in a medieval ambient. You have a plot of land called a province once you've signed up for your free account. And from that point, I think you start with 200 acres. And you have to raise your peasant. You have to turn your peasants into your soldiers and then take your soldiers and train those into special troops like elf lords, knights, and such. You have to make sure that your proportions of your land, like your farms, your homes, your mines, make sure that you have the right percentage of each for whatever you want to do. You can specialize, like you can be an attacker, you can be a magician, you can in thievery, you can be a thief. A lot of them like that. They like to build up a massive amount of bees and then go in and steal rooms and food and kidnap peasants. It's really neat. It's real intriguing. I mean, you just get so involved. I log in about twice a day. I try twice a day. Of course, a lot of times I log in more than that because I'm just so tempted and I have a couple minutes to kill.
And how many people are you playing against at any one time?
At any one time. I think in the particular utopia that I'm in, there's over 40,000 active players. They say it's possibly the largest interactive environment in the world.
And when it's all over, is there a clear winner?
Well, I don't know if there's any one winner. There may be. I haven't really taken it all the way to the end yet. But I know that the kingdoms, so you have to work together with your other provinces within your kingdom on your island. And working together with your other players in your kingdom is an integral part of growth and being able to prosper in the game.
Right, so how do you measure your success then? Is it like how much land you acquire and how wealthy you become? Can you actually conquer other people's provinces, or how does it work?
Oh, yes, yes. That's another fun part of it. You get the, I downloaded a thing called a CB, a crystal ball formatter. It's a little utility. You can, it's got a targets finder in it. You can type in specific criteria and it'll bring up target. And then you can launch attacks upon those targets if you choose. And that's how you gain your land. Your basic, your peasants and your land are your two main resources. You have to watch those and keep those built up. And you know, everything else builds from that. Your structures, your army, your military. But yeah, basically you launch attacks and you seize captured land from other provinces. Like I said, you could be in thievery and you just steal from other land. I think our province has at least one or two big con thieves.
So it must take quite a bit of time then. I mean, you were saying you log in for a few minutes at a time, but I suppose that, you know, if you embark on one of these games and then you're on a long-term commitment that takes you away from the PC for a few days, it'd be really quite difficult to keep up. I mean, I suppose you've got to be able to make a real commitment to this game to keep checking it regularly.
So you need to check in, log in at least once a day, once every 24 hours, in order to keep your province up and keep it prospering and growing. Well, that's another unique thing about Utopia. The results of your building and training your soldiers, it takes actual time. 1 hour in real time is equal to 1 day in Utopia. And a Utopian month has 24 days. So if I put in the command to train, if I had the money to do it with, the GC, to train, say, 2,000 troops, I wouldn't be able to utilize those troops till like 24 hours later, real time. They would slowly be, you know, a few at a time would be trained and added to my army, but I wouldn't get the whole 2,000 till 24 hours later. So see, you could set that training up, and then 24 hours later, log back in, and there they are, and you're ready to attack. I also wanted to tell you that in my province, my kingdom alone, there's 25 provinces per kingdom. But in my kingdom alone, we have countries represented such as Israel, Sweden, Australia, Ireland, and the U.S., and that's just the ones that have, you know, spoken up voluntarily, and that's where they were from, what country they were from. I was amazed at that, the worldwideness, I guess you call it.
So how do you actually chat to people, interact with those that you're playing the game with?
You have two options while you're within the game. You can go to your kingdom's forum and post messages and read messages. Or you have a link on your main login page. It's called Message or MSG. You can log in there and then choose the island and the kingdom you want to message and send your message. Type your message in the edit field. I also wanted to emphasize that they are really strict, really strict on language and manners and politeness within this game. Every time you get ready to send a message to a fellow player, there's a link right there to report messages, for the content. And I think that's good.
It's a safe environment then.
Yes, I would say that it is. Because I like the game, I like the fun, but I don't see the sense in the other nonsense. You know, name calling and so on. That happens in a lot of games. Someone gets really frustrated because they just lost 10,000 soldiers and they could write a pretty nasty message back to the attacker.
Now, from a blind person's point of view, how do you interact with these sorts of games? What technology are you using?
Okay, I just have just a regular PC and a IE5 on one PC and IE4 on another PC, and they both work fine. And I took Netscape Navigator to Utopia 1, and it works fairly well, too.
So these are web-based?
Yes, uh-huh. Yes, totally web-based, text, HTML, interactive fiction.
When you have a screen reader like JAWS for Windows or WindowEyes that allows you to bring up a list of links and then hit the first letter or a couple of letters to quickly jump to that link and hit enter to execute it, does that help as you become more familiar with the game? Will that sort of list of links feature help you to zoom around a bit faster?
Well, it helps in a way. See, it's set up with frames. I think it's four frames maybe, three or four frames at any given time. The topmost frame is mostly image map links. And with JAWS, you can just do the insert, enter, and skip that if you don't need to use any of the commands in that frame. And then the second frame is, I think it's mostly banner ads, you know, to keep the game free. And it's to choose music. It has background music if you desire, but I've tried it. You know, I can play with the music on, but I'm not used to it yet. And the final link, frame, that's where the result of any of the commands you put in comes up, like so many of your soldiers are gone, they died, or you grew so many bushels of grain and so on. It's like your result screen. And you can navigate through that with JAWS with the insert F9 to choose the frame, but I find that cumbersome. Like I said, I use insert enter just to pass the image map links if I want to get straight to my result. And then insert enter again to skip the banners frame. And there's my result. Arrow down and see what I did. How many acres I took.
Are there edit boxes in the game where you have to type instructions, or is it all done with choosing different links?
There's combo boxes and edit fields. For instance, if you're preparing an attack, you have to put in how many troops you want to send in one field, you know, 1,000 heroes. In another field, you might want to put 2,000 elf lords. If you want to send some horses, you'll have to put that in. And in combo boxes, you choose your target, your island number, kingdom number, and then you open the combo box and choose the kingdom name. And then your attack, I believe they're also in combo boxes. Traditional attack, where you can send in missionaries, things like that, and then you just hit the attack button or whatever command you're into, you know, build the structures, study the science, and so on.
So it sounds incredibly speech-friendly, really. Have you been in contact with the people who did it to say how speech-friendly it is?
No, I've been looking into that. I believe Echelon Entertainment. I don't know how they, you know, who really takes care of it. It's Echelon Entertainment and games.esite, E-E-S-I-T-E. And I've heard the mention of someone, I'm not sure how to pronounce his name, named Metal, that has he's either come up with this game or in charge of it. I'm still looking into that, trying to find out some background.
Yeah, because the danger of these sorts of things is that somebody comes out with a version 2 or whatever, a complete rewrite, and they want to make it fancier in some sort of way, and they completely destroy the accessibility, because from what you're describing, it sounds like an extremely pleasurable experience, and as long as you know how to make the most of your screen reader on the web, you're going to be competing on equal terms.
Yeah, it would be a shame if this game in particular, you know, were to change in that manner. It would.
What else is there on the site? Other games?
Well, if you log directly into games.esite, you can choose there to play Utopia or three variations of Earth 2025, the futuristic sci-fi-like game. But, you know, after you've created your account, you log back into those places through games.esite.com, and then either Utopia or Earth, E-A-R-T-H.
Have you had a play with that game, with the 2025 game? What, do you know how that one works, what its objects are?
Oh, yeah, two accounts there. I'm in the standard game and the tournament. And this is my second tournament. The tournaments last 30 days. And it's basically the same as Utopia, it's just with a more of a sci-fi, Mad Max. You familiar with Mad Max?
Yeah, indeed, yes.
Yeah, it's sort of that. You, research, military and, you get nuclear bombs, you get chemical bombs, but you have to earn these now. You have to research and build your land to earn these. And they're pretty hard to get. Once you, get a few, you know, you want to be real conservative with them, but especially the nuclear bomb.
Yes, well, we don't want those to get in the wrong hands, I must say.
That's true. And they have huge, huge clan of players in this game. I found a place today, there's a huge clan of alliances, and they wanted me join their alliance, and I'm still looking at that. But I was just amazed at how big these clans were. There might be as many as, I don't know, maybe 1,000 or more in one clan, you know, different players. Which would equal that many countries in the game of Earth 2025.
Is this games.esite.com unique, or are there other sites that you've heard about on the web that also offer these interactive web-based games that work okay with speech?
Well, the first one I remember running across was it's based on Colossal Caves.
Gosh, that brings back memories.
But Tom Wu, I think, did this version. When I ran across it, you know, I was pretty amazed with it, but it's nothing in comparison with the way Utopia is. But it's basically the same, you know, you click the links, to pick up items and to drop items and so on. Travel in directions with your, you know, N for north, south, S for south, but you can click the links, S, N, and so on as well.
You have started an email list, which I understand is dealing, is it specifically with Utopia or these sorts of games in general?
Well, the first email list is specifically for the players of Utopia. And that would be in, they have two games. They have the Battlefield, which is a more intense type game for more veteran-like players. And I think it only has 15,000 players. And then they have the World of Utopia, which is the main game, and it has over 40,000 players.
Is that list specifically for blind people or just people in general who are in that category?
It's targeted toward the blind player, but not limited to. It would be nice if we could get a couple sighted Utopians, you know, in there. It would sort of give us a different look or perspective. And they might be able to help us along in a place or two. Of course, I've not really been having any problems as far as access.
So that's the first one, and you have another list as well.
I started it today, as a matter of fact, and it's for the Earth 2025 players, and that would be anyone, you know, any three variations of the Earth 2025.
That's Stan Bobbitt, an avid fan of the games Utopia and Earth 2025. Now we need to go through some URLs and addresses for that piece. You can find the games that we've been talking about at games.esite, that's ESITE.com. You can subscribe to Stan's lists. The first one is Blind Utopians, that's BLINDUTOPIANS-subscribe at egroups.com. That's blindutopians-subscribe at egroups.com. His Earth 2025 list, which he's just recently started, can be subscribed to by sending a blank email to Earth2025, that's EARTH2025, blind-subscribe@egroups.com. That's Earth2025, blind-subscribe@egroups.com.